Jeremiah chapter 25, Prophecy of the 70 Years. Jeremiah 25 is very important. This is not only history, but also prophecy. Jeremiah 25 verse 1, This fourth year of Jehoiakim is the first year of Nebuchadnezzar when God gave to him world dominion. It is then the times of the Gentiles began. Jeremiah 25 verses 3 and 4. The tender, gentle, weeping prophet had to warn his people of evil for so many years, rising early, but they did not hear. Jeremiah 25:10. The sound of the millstones and the light of the candle both go together. The corn was generally ground before day by the light of a candle. Where, then, the noise of the mill is not heard, nor the light of the candle seen, there must be desolation, because these things are seen and heard in every inhabited country. Clark's Commentary. Jeremiah 25, verses 11 through 14. Again, God's word is against them. The captivity of 70 years is foretold, and later on the judgment against Babylon will occur in due time. 70 is a very significant number. In 2 Chronicles 36, verse 21, the history of this captivity is found. Daniel, a captive, hoped to return after the 70 years, but they were still under Gentile dominion. The reason that they had 70 years was so that the land could keep Sabbath. They were commanded every 7 years not to plow or plant, but rest, and let the poor help themselves, because God had given them the land, but they did not obey. From the time of the dedication of the temple to the destruction of the temple were 490 years. 1/7 of 490 years is 70 years. God made the land to rest. God lets people go on, but will catch up with them and demand his portion from their substance, or else there will be loss to them. Israel saved their 70th year, but lost their land, houses, temple, everything. This world is going to suffer yet a greater loss. Jeremiah 25 verses 15 through 38. Prophecy of the last great war. Jeremiah made all the nations to drink of the wine of this fury by the word of God. Dedan, or Britain, Elam, Persia, Sheshach, originally a king of Babylon who was deified, a type of the Antichrist, verses 17 through 26. If they refuse to drink, God said, ye shall certainly drink. There will not be a neutral country in that day. In World War I, only 43 nations were involved, and in World War II, neither were all nations involved. But in the last great war, all nations will be drawn into that great conflict. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in judgment will put an end to all war. Compare Revelation chapter 19. Jeremiah 25:29. Judgment will begin with the house of God. Shall others escape? No. Jeremiah 25 verse 30. Compare with Revelation 10 and Joel 3 when the Lord will judge. Evil spirits and demons will inhabit men and call them to war. God's wrath will be poured out because they will worship the Antichrist. Jeremiah 25 verse 33. The slain of the Lord shall be from one end of the earth to the other, and be as dung. They are slain in judgment. Jeremiah 25, verse 34. There will be a howling of the false shepherds. Jeremiah 25, verse 38. God will be like a raging lion. Soon Satan will be cast down with his wicked hosts unto the earth. How terrible it will be. Jeremiah 26. Another message in the temple court. Jeremiah 26 verses 1 through 15. Jeremiah was commanded to speak severe judgment against Jerusalem and not diminish one word. As a result, they intended to kill him. But some arose and warned them, referring to other prophets who testified judgment. Jeremiah 26 verses 16 through 24. Jeremiah was protected by Ahikam that they should not give him into the hands of the people to put him to death. The national leaders and people saved his life from the religious group. Jeremiah chapter 27, Yokes. A message on yokes is brought forth in Jeremiah 27 and 28. Jeremiah 27 verses 1 through 11. Jeremiah was told to make yokes and to send them to the kings of surrounding nations and to Judah, symbolizing that they should be captive to Nebuchadnezzar as the first world ruler. God is still on the throne. No king can go beyond God's purposes. God subjected all nations unto Nebuchadnezzar. False prophets arose to speak against Jeremiah's words. Daniel 5 shows how the vessels of the house of the Lord, which they carried away, were defiled at Belshazzar's feast. God judged the king and the nation. Not one word shall fail until all is fulfilled. The nearness of judgment was not realized, neither then nor now. Jeremiah 27, verses 12 through 27. Jeremiah gave the same message to King Zedekiah, "Bring your necks under the yoke and live." But they listened to false prophets who promised to bring blessing but brought a curse. Jeremiah was a true prophet and suffered for it. If they had surrendered to Nebuchadnezzar, they could have saved their city. The times of the Gentiles are almost over, and in the latter days the nations should yield to Christ and serve him. Christ is the coming king, and God is calling on the kings of the nations to put their necks under. They could save themselves if they would confess to God. The old creation is evil, therefore they cannot make peace and keep it. The Lord won't have to police the world, as they plan on doing, but his will is to change man's heart. Jeremiah chapter 28. The message on yokes is concluded with Jeremiah 28. This is after the children of Israel have been carried away in relays to Babylon. Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 11. Here is a false prophet, Hananiah, whose name means the grace of Jehovah. This man had a wonderful name, but he did not live in the power of it. Instead, he was moved by Satan. The false prophet became bolder and broke the wooden yokes. At times, Satan makes people bolder than the Spirit of God makes them. What did Jeremiah do? He walked away. The sign of a true prophet is the fulfillment of his prophecy, his credential that he is God sent. Jeremiah 28, verses 12 through 17. Then came the word of God to Jeremiah after he was insulted by the false prophet. God's message was that instead of a wooden yoke, they would have an iron yoke. We may learn wonderful lessons. A message of judgment, even of death, was pronounced upon the false prophet, which came to pass because he rebelled against God. This is typical history. Zedekiah here is typical of the Antichrist who will refuse to give up the rule. Hananiah is typical of the false prophet. They are hand in glove. Hananiah breaking the yoke meant symbolically that God would break the Babylonian captivity. The two witnesses will be the true prophets heralding the lordship of Jesus and his soon coming. Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah's letter to the captives. Jeremiah 29 verses 1 through 7. A letter was sent from the Lord to the elders and all the people in the captivity. In this letter, God gave instructions to the captives to build, plant, marry, and seek the peace of the city where they lived. Jeremiah 29 verses 10 through 19. He gave them a promise of restoration after 70 years. If you want to be blessed, hearken to the word of God. But ye would not hear is the sad truth that caused all the trouble in Israel and in Christendom. But there is always a believing remnant. They had plenty of time for victory gardens. Those that went down to Babylon were blessed. They left everything behind except families. Also, God is sending judgment upon this world. If we yield to the chastisement, troubles become blessings. Chastisement is always sent for good, not necessarily for failures, but for pruning and to bear more fruit. It is good to make a little victory garden during the time of chastisement. If we can take things from the Lord, we receive fruit. God wants us to stay where he puts us and bring forth fruit smilingly in spite of suffering. Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 20 through 23. A prophecy against immoral lying prophets in Babylon. They were cruelly roasted by Nebuchadnezzar. God's judgment upon them. Jeremiah 29 verses 24 through 32. God reproves and judges a false letter writer, a self-styled prophet.